If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Herschel Walker plays defense again.
What I'm saying is this is a lot.
Feeling the pain.
We know the economy isn't doing the greatest.
Major drug busts.
That's enough fentanyl to kill over 132,000 people.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there are new allegations against Georgia Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker. A second woman says Walker paid for her abortion while they were having an affair. CBS's Nicole Killian says Walker, who publicly opposes abortion, denies it.
I'm not going to stop. This seat is too important.
GOP Senate nominee Herschel Walker hit the airwaves Wednesday night, hours after a second accuser claimed he pressured her to get an abortion.
I'm done with this foolishness.
That's not a denial.
Attorney Gloria Allred represents the woman who she identified as Jane Doe.
He encouraged me to have an abortion and gave me the money to do so.
The woman described a six-year relationship with Walker while he was married and playing in the NFL. She says that in April 1993, she found out she was pregnant and told Walker she couldn't go through with the abortion.
He was upset and said that he was going to go back with me to the clinic the next day for me to have the abortion. Herschel Walker is a hypocrite, and he is not fit to be a U.S. senator.
In Pennsylvania, Democratic Senate candidate John Fetterman hit the campaign trail the day after his one and only debate with Republican Mehmet Oz.
Doing that debate wasn't exactly easy. You know, having a stroke after five months. In fact, I don't think that's ever been done before in American political history before, actually.
Reviews of the debate performance, where he jumbled words and struggled to finish sentences, have been mixed.
I'm a stroke survivor, and I think it's incredibly brave that John has stayed in the fight and that he's, you know, met this challenge of his stroke recovery.
I don't think he is fit for public office. It does affect what he needs to do for the people.
In Nye County, Nevada, election conspiracy theories have led to an unprecedented hand recount of nearly 2,000 mail-in ballots that have come in already. The ACLU tried to block it, arguing results could be made public before most voters cast their ballots. A key economic indicator comes out this morning, the GDP report for the third quarter. Analysts expect it will show economic growth after two straight quarterly declines. And it comes as the Fed raises interest rates in a bid to cool inflation. CBS's Nancy Chen tells us it's a queasy time for many potential home buyers.
Jessica and Jackie Fasolino have been searching for a house to call their own in northern New Jersey.
How much has the housing market changed during your search?
Immensely. You can't even compare.
After being repeatedly outbid last year, the Fasolino are now being priced out because of soaring interest rates.
We want to have that home that we can call home that is ours.
Rates have more than doubled since the start of the year.
Then there's the higher cost of energy. The International Energy Agency predicts today that global demand for every fossil fuel will peak or plateau over the next few decades, and that could cause a more rapid shift to wind, solar, and other alternative sources. The energy crisis triggered in large part by the war in Ukraine. There's word more than 70,000 people have been evacuated from around the strategic city of Kherson as Russia continues its attacks. CBS's Holly Williams has more on an American volunteer who's helping Ukrainian forces and will warn you some of what he says is disturbing.
You could hear people like fighting to the death with their bare hands.
He repeatedly witnessed Russian forces using white phosphorus munitions.
Everything it touches just incinerates.
Including this incident.
Probably about 20 or 30 guys burning alive and several gunshots. There was nothing else they'd do. So a lot of guys have suicide pistols and you'd hear them scream and then they would say goodbye.
Committing suicide,
yes,
with their own pistols.
Yes, ma'am. Anybody in the West that asks Ukraine to just do peace talks They need to go through these villages. They need to see what's been done to these people.
St. Louis police have revealed new information about the gunman who shot and killed a student and teacher at a high school this week.
They say 9 days before the attack, Orlando Harris' mother called police when she found the same AR-15-style rifle used in the shooting and wanted it removed. But Harris was in legal possession and somehow got it back after his mother gave it to someone else.
CBS's Deborah Rodriguez. Harris's mother says she was long concerned about his mental health and even had him committed for treatment. Federal authorities have arrested 11 people and have seized large amounts of heroin and methamphetamine and 330,000 fentanyl pills.
4 out of 10 of those pills contain a lethal dose of 2 milligrams or more of fentanyl. If you take into account those numbers and the amount of fentanyl seized in the first part of this investigation, that's enough fentanyl to kill over 132,000 people.
Jacob Galvin of the DEA says those arrested are linked to 3 drug trafficking groups with ties to Mexico. A judge has ordered former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to testify before a grand jury investigating the 2020 election in Georgia. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Given that he was in the thick of things and that he listened in on conversations where Trump was directly involved with the individuals in Georgia who were responsible for counting votes, it's very possible that Meadows is a key player.
Meadows' attorney has tried to claim executive privilege. Kanye West was escorted out of the California headquarters of the shoemaker Skechers yesterday, where he was trying to do some filming. The company says it has no intention of working with West. Others have parted ways with him over anti-Semitic comments. A second major union has rejected the tentative deal that put off a major rail strike. Labor specialist Gregory DeYoung at Southern Illinois University says trouble once again could be looming.
Even with one union rejecting, there is a chance of a strike. But certainly the more that reject in the next upcoming couple weeks, there's a higher chance of a strike or at least another very critical situation where a strike is imminent.
$700 million was on the line last night.
Starting out with the number 46, the number 37.
And there was no big Powerball winner for the 36th straight drawing. The jackpot Saturday will be an estimated $800 million. A mystery overseas had a shocking ending.
When a woman called Jahra in Indonesia's Jambi province failed to return home from her job tapping rubber trees Sunday night, her family and friends went in search. They didn't find her. They did find a massive python with a hugely distended stomach. When they killed the snake and cut it open, they found her body inside. She'd been swallowed whole. Although 100,000 people die from snake bites each year, only one or two are actually crushed or swallowed by them. Jahra was one of the unlucky ones. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Elon Musk posted video showing him walking into Twitter headquarters carrying a sink with the line, "Entering Twitter HQ, let that sink in." He has a tomorrow deadline to close his $44 billion deal to buy the company. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.